You're listening to Season 3 of On Our Best Behavior. This is Kelly, and I just wanted to thank you for your continued support. You can also support us by going to the link in any of our bios and subscribing to our link tree. You can also purchase an On Our Best Behavior sticker for $5. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey guys, welcome back to On Our Best Behavior. You're here with Mac and Kelly.
Hey Mac, how are you doing?
Good.
What was that? Were you snoring? Snooze fest? You ready to go to bed?
No.
Gonna go to bed nice and early?
Nope.
Had a little long 3-day weekend with Good Friday.
Yep.
And full week next week.
Nasty.
Don't you feel like full weeks are harder after you had a short week?
Yes.
For some reason, it's just more of a struggle.
They
I don't know
are.
Why.
They're difficult.
I know why. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Because every work week should be shorter.
I know. It should.
We should have at minimum of 3 days off and only have to work
4 days.
Maximum of 4 full work days. Not 10-hour days, not 12-hour days, 8-hour days. That's how I feel about that. So right before we started recording, I was like, oh, Mac, you wanted to wait a little bit. I'm going to bleach my teeth because I try to do that a couple of times. Well, I try to do it every week, but to be honest, it probably happens once a month. So I get all the like bleach on my teeth. I'm ready to put the light in and the light's dead. So that's over there. See that flashing? That's charging now. So I put all that stuff on my teeth for nothing. That was a disappointment.
Dang.
It's a waste. Yeah, you like paint it on your teeth.
And then you just had to wipe it all off because it didn't work.
You're just like, yeah, I was like, why isn't the light turning? Oh, it's the battery's dead. Like, yeah, that sucked. Anyway, so maybe by the time we're done recording, I'll be ready. Anything new going on with you? What do you got to contribute? I let you have the last week off of the podcast because you went to your dad's, and it's really hard for us to record when you're not home on the weekend because that's usually when we get it done.
Yeah.
And then you don't get home till late on Sunday, and then sometimes I work late on Monday, and then we usually release the episode on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
sometimes, you know,
as the 2 days to edit it.
Yeah, I got to edit. I tell ya, there's not enough hours in the day, there's not enough days in the week, and there's not enough days off.
Yeah, negative.
So what's up?
Let's go over Easter.
All right. Happy Easter. You're going to hear
Easter?
This after
yep.
Easter, but today it's Easter.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, you got, did the Easter bunny come for you?
Yeah, the Easter bunny came. I'm tell you what I got.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
So I got Reese's peanut butter thins, Reese's peanut butter cup thins.
Okay, you like those?
And then I got Trolleys.
Oh,
I got the blue and the purple flavor.
The berry flavor?
Yeah.
The best ones?
Yes, the best of the best. And then I got a bunch of, what are they called? The bars that I like, the chocolate that I like, the mint and...
Oh, Aero bars?
Yeah, Aero bars. Oh, they're so airy. Just
so airy.
Yeah, I like it. I like... They're just so good. I don't even know. And then chocolate pretzels.
What?
Chocolate pretzels.
Oh, flips?
Yeah, flips. Mm-hmm. And then I also got dots.
Dots.
I said all that. And then high chew.
Oh.
Is there anything else?
Caramello bars.
Oh, yeah. Caramello
Tootsie
bars.
Rolls, like the fruit ones.
Yeah, Tootsie Rolls.
Some Rice Krispie eggs. They looked good, but they weren't that good.
They were not that good.
You got a cushy ball?
Yep. Still downstairs.
What else did you get in there? That was it?
That was like it, yeah.
Well, the Easter Bunny must really like you.
Yeah, I think the Easter Bunny does.
Was anything a challenge to eat now that you have braces on?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Was anything like, I don't really want to eat this because it's hard with my braces.
Yeah, sometimes it gets like stuck to like...
What would get... Oh.
To like the roof of my thing because mm-hmm. I have my
retainer
in. It gets like stuck because like a little crack. So
yeah.
I get like stuck between there. So I just like take it off and like scrape off the like caramel or something. Like anything that gets under there. So it kind of sucks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The Easter Bunny also came for me.
Yeah.
Oh, my lips are so dry. I'm having some issues here. What did I get in my Easter basket? I got a Lindt bunny, which I love. I got Lindor.
It's a Lindt bunny. Oh.
Truffle eggs, which I love. I got a huge thing of Jelly Bellies, which I love.
Oh, yeah.
What else? I got those Lindt carrots. I love those.
Oh, yeah. They are good.
I got a Reese's Pieces egg, which, meh. I'm probably going to give it to Wendy. She loves them.
Actually.
And then I can't remember what else I got. That was it.
Yeah, a lot of stuff, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it was all big. It's
a little
all...
hard to remember, though.
Oh, I got that little wood bunny with the flowers on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. It's so cute. I'll take a picture and put it on social media for you guys to see it. It's so cute. And then we did something different for Easter this year. We did not go to any family's house. I cooked Easter dinner, and it was just the three of us.
I ate three plates. I'm big. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you have any Mother Day ideas?
Not yet.
Dude.
I mean, there's a lot of projects I want to do. I'm kind of on a project kick. Okay. So maybe I could get you to finance some project I want to do outside, and then you could help me execute the plan.
All right.
Okay. I'll think about it. Anything else that you want to talk about?
Is the chicken coop idea.
Nope, I'm done with that for the year. I don't have enough time or money for it.
All right.
So what I want to do is I want to do stuff to the outside of the house. So I want to, like, the foundation, that brick.
I want to
put that stone up on there.
And I want to put,
it's like they have this stuff that you can actually just, like, drill into the foundation, and it makes it look really nice. It looks like stone or rock or brick or whatever you want to do. I want to put shutters up on the windows.
All right.
I want to put flower boxes on this window, for sure. And then maybe another. And then we'll see how that turns out. I want to, you know where, like, the air conditioner is and the garbage cans? I want to, like, put up a little privacy fence so they don't look so ugly.
Like, put, like, a little fence around it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I also...
And then cut all the stuff around it, all the weeds.
Well, yeah. I mean, you get to weed whip every week. That's your job.
Well, yeah, in the summer,
In the summer.
Well, the snow's gone.
And then I want to paint the side door the same color as the front door. I want, like, a welcome mat, but not too welcoming. I want that sign that's, like, that porch sign that says go away. Like, most people say welcome, but I want mine to say go away.
Why do you want to say go away? Because
I don't want people to think that I want them to come over.
Okay, go away.
I don't.
Be like, wild pities.
No. For the record, Tyson went on a walk today, and he got bit twice by random dogs that were loose. So if anyone wants to give me a hard time about my dogs, watch your mouth.
Jeez.
All right, last weekend, we had a Taylor Swift party because the Eras Tour came out on Disney Plus, and it was fun. Went to Emily's, and Patrick was there, and Sam was there. Sam's sister Leah was there. We had chicken tacos, and we had Dairy Queen cake. And it said, karma is a cake. That was funny.
Karma is my boyfriend.
Yeah. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend.
Oh, my God.
And then we danced and we sang. We watched the whole movie, and it was lovely. And Patrick was supposed to have surgery this last week at Mayo. But unfortunately, some things are going the way that we necessarily didn't want them to. So that's kind of postponed. So we're waiting to see what happens with my dear friend Patrick. Last weekend, I refinished the kitchen floors. They were this hideous, ugly, weird material, and I actually painted them. And it turned out really good. I got some new rugs for the kitchen. Just kind of gave it a little refresh. So I have a few other projects in mind for the kitchen. I hate our kitchen, but I'm gonna try to make some changes so that I like it a little bit more.
All right.
We got a lot of snow this week. It snowed a ton.
Wait.
But it's all melted now. It was pretty decent weather out today.
It's gone now.
Yeah. I had a psychic reading this week.
Yep.
And it was...
Thank you.
It was very interesting. It wasn't... Why are you doing that?
That's kidding.
Rude.
I'm kidding.
It was very interesting. It was very... There was a lot of things that... There's no way any, like, there was things that she said that there is no way she would have ever known. Like, I've never talked about it, never put it on social media, things about my childhood, things about just stuff that's going on in my life. And it was kind of like, I don't even have the right words for it. It was just
didn't add up.
I mean, she was very validating of things that made me 100% believe that she, you know, like a lot of people are skeptics of that kind of thing. And yeah, it was interesting. But the cool thing about it is I also got a video of the session. So like I can go back and rewatch it. So anyway, that was with our guest that we had a few weeks back, June Hessler. Mm-hmm. So if you want to schedule a reading with her, it was very, I'm glad I did it.
Really?
It was very, I just don't even know what the right word is. I don't want to say like fascinating, but it was very
interesting.
I mean, it was exclusive. Not what I expected, but it was very
unexpected,
but like there's just no way. There's no way wild. She could have known the things. Yeah, wild that she told me. It was just, it's clueless. Crazy. So yeah, clueless. No, that's weird. But some things like didn't make sense, and I'm trying to kind of just keep those in my mind for, you know, it could still come up or happen. I think it's hard to remember every single event that happened in your life. Right. So some things I think, well, maybe, you know, I just have to kind of process them a little bit. Anyway, that's all I really have to catch you up on, Mac.
Really?
But we have a special guest today.
Really?
Yeah. You know what we're going to talk about with our special guest? We are going to talk to the people at the Salute THC Dispensary, and it's all about THC gummies, and they home make them. And it's you have to be 21 plus to visit their store, but I asked them a lot of naive, ignorant questions that I didn't know the answers to, and they're very helpful. So we hope that you enjoy this interview.
Well, let's get into it.
You're listening to another episode of On Our Best Behavior, and today I have two very special guests. This is my first time having two guests at one time. So today I have Lacey and Bobby Joe, and they are from Salute Dispensary, which is they're out of Cloquet, Minnesota, which is local, and they are a Minnesota Delta 9 THC. They make their own gummies from scratch. So welcome, you guys. Tell me a little bit about what Salute does, what you guys do, and this whole THC, this I can't talk well all the time. If you've listened to any of my episodes, you know I do this. But the THC is new on the scene here, so I have a lot of questions, and I'm really excited to learn a lot about it. So tell me what you guys know.
So I'm Lacey. I pretty much run the day-to-day operations around here.
We're fairly new. We just opened up for 2023, so we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary.
We make our gummies from scratch right here in Minnesota. I kind of like to say that's, you know, that's homegrown, if you will, trying to be funny. And we take a lot of pride in making sure we put out a good product, and we really care about people. You know, they come in and we made it a point to ask, what's going on? What are you here for? So we can help them pick the right thing to get.
I went into a THC store like when they first opened a while ago, and I just remember like walking in there and being like, I don't know what anything is. I don't even know what questions to ask, and I just feel like everyone's looking at me like, what are you doing? And I don't think anyone was, but I was just like, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know anything. So yeah. Do you get that a lot?
And that's we are really big on educating people too. So if you were like, if you have any questions at all, do not be afraid to ask. We will help you every step of the way. Make sure you feel good about what you're getting, and you're informed. You're taking care of your.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about, you know, when THC was illegal. And now it is legal. Like, what are the local and state THC dispensary regulations? Is it hard to comply with them? What are the barriers of selling THC legally?
So locally, we're only allowed to do 5 milligrams of THC per serving, and then only 50 milligrams per packaged, like, product. So 10,
pieces of whatever total, like our flowers come in and I have 10 capture, so 50 milligrams total there. I don't think we find them hard to comply with. That's not a problem. Although, it's just like the smaller dosages, you know, that's the issue, you know, the issue we're coming across with the customers right now. Since, you know, they're buying more and, you know, we're just, you know, and personally, with this compliance. Personally, I'm really big on being honest with customers. And there's been a few times where we've had the avid user come in, you know, they've been using every day for years, whatever way they have. And I tell them, honestly, with our products, you might just want to take the extra 15 minutes and go to Superior to get stronger stuff because ours are, you're going to have to buy it.
Because that's Wisconsin, right? So their rules are different.
Yes. So ours are just not strong enough for them. And I don't care about them at the end of the day. I want them to be taken care of. So I will direct them so they'll be better taken care of, unfortunately. But
can people just take more gummies, like a higher quantity to get where they want to on a
dosage? But like I'll use my boyfriend, for example. He can finish a jar in 2 days. That's $25 worth in 2 days.
Okay, so it just gets expensive.
And it makes more sense to get something stronger to begin with that should keep spending that money on that lower dosage. In my opinion.
Yeah, that makes sense. So when somebody comes in deer in the headlights, like me, and do say, like, what are you looking for? Are you looking for, like, do you have headaches or do you want to get high or... Is that kind of like how it works?
Yeah, we ask if it's, is it for recreational use? Is it for medicinal use? Is it a mix of both? And from there, we can kind of take it to wherever it needs to go. Like, you know, if you're coming in with chronic pain, we can direct you put the right strain for that, which is indica that way.
Insomnia.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So give me the THC for dummies. Like, what's the difference between, like, a Delta 9 and a Delta 8? And I don't even know what the other options
are. There's so many options. I mean, I myself have just been learning everything over the last couple of months. And I know it's very science-y. Do you have any input on that? I don't have too much of it.
I'm very in this industry. So, yeah, I'm learning as I go as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot to learn. There's so much information out there. So, you know, it's just, get myself informed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just getting that information out there. Yeah.
So is it kind of just like how it hits you on the chemistry string? Like the D8 versus the D9?
Before I started working here, I hadn't partaken in any cannabis, anything for probably 2 years.
Mm.
And even with that, it was just, I would smoke whatever I could find. So I really don't know with.
And I suppose you didn't know on the, before it was legal, right? We didn't really know what we're getting.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, now we're getting a better idea, kind of. But I mean, even just trying to figure out, like, what is good between the different strains, between, like, Sativa and kind of hybrids. Oh, that is a lot to learn. So,
yeah. So how do you, we're talking about, there's a lot to learn and you get staff in, and how do you educate staff to provide accurate information and guidance for your customers?
Well, I believe Bobby's correct. I'm wrong. When Bobby started on, I did, and I went off what I had when I came in, we make a point to, like we said, ask what you're here to get and Nick had me read a lot of stuff before it started. Nick is our boss. He's the guy that owns it. So I kind of just took little tidbits from that and I did the same for her.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of social media content that was out there that's from our moment. There's like they descending on, they pointed me to like a few websites. Yeah, sites, yep, and just, you know, and read it on them. And yeah, there's, like I said, there's just so much information out there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, are they doing like, are they still doing more and more studies? Like you mentioned hybrids. So are they still kind of making different hybrids? And how do you stay up to date on like the new trends and the new data and the new studies that are coming out?
We ask for Google.
Okay.
Google, YouTube videos.
That's kind of Google for us.
We kind of ask and find other people, other podcasts that know more, and even that. It's still a lot, but we don't go too much into the science-y for that, and we're just, I'm sure if you ask us a couple of us, we'll know more.
Yeah, absolutely, right? You learn something every day. So what makes somebody say, I'm going to open up my own THC distillery or dispensary, I'm sorry?
Well, we asked this question, question to do this.
Yeah.
He said, let me reiterate. he did this, so stemming from his personal use from however long ago, he would use it to relax, obviously good for anxiety, to kind of get his creativity going. And the fact that this plant can do so many things for so many people, it made him want to do something with it, you know? He wants to provide people an opportunity to, on the customer side, just to have a better life, you know?
Give them the opportunity to take a different path to fix things themselves, that maybe they don't want to be on opioids or something for the rest of their life.
Right.
That was my mom's personal story. Is she had like diabetic neuropathy, and it was really bad. And her legs, like, she couldn't feel her legs. And then when she could feel her legs, it would feel like pins and needles. She was on a ton of like OxyContin, and we were like, Ma, and it would just make her so tired. And she would just come home from work and she would just go to bed. And that's all she did, is took her pills and it just put her in bed. And she was not like living a quality of life. And she was young. And finally, one of my siblings and I were like, Mom, we want you, and this is before THC is legal. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're like, Mom, we want you to try marijuana and just see what it does for you, because nothing can be worse than this. And she was so against it and so against it. And then finally we got her to try it, and it was life changing. Mm-hmm. She was not in bed anymore. She was fun. She was living life again. And so that was very eye-opening for me. Like, okay, because THC has a bad rap for people who don't use it, or, you know, people who like think it's it's illegal, it's bad, it's a drug, it's all these things. But like you said, it has a ton of health benefits. And just seeing my mom go from not having a life to living again in it, that's from THC.
Yep. I don't know if you've seen me yet. There's this older gentleman that came in shortly after I started, and he was talking about how, you know, he doesn't want to get out of bed most days, and, you know, he has stuff to do, and he's in pain all the time, and he's depressed, and he's like, so I figured I'll try this. I mean, I don't know what else to do, but okay. Kind of directing him, maybe for each of the strains, just to see what kind of helps more. Came in the next week, and he was like, do you have any idea how much better of a day I have now? I get up and, you know, we have a little chocolate virus, puts a couple of squares in his coffee. And he's like, that's how I get my day going, and I can get stuff done, and I'm happy, and I love it. I'm so glad I come here. And that's why I like that. It's my heart happy.
That is so rewarding. Yeah. To know that you change somebody's quality of life. It doesn't get better than that.
It comes in every week.
So some stereotypes. So, you know, you hear things like, oh, THC kills your brain cells, or it makes you not motivated. And tell me your perspective on that. Are there different strains that make you more motivated? Yeah. Like you said, like some people take it for insomnia because it helps them relax and go to sleep. And so are there strains that do that versus make you kind of elevate a little more?
So like with a sativa strain, that's going to have a higher THC content than CBD content. So that's going to have more of like drinking a cup of coffee effect and more energizing. Indica has more CBD than THC. So that's going to have the more relaxing, chill, that type of effect. And then with the hybrid, it's got kind of equal amounts in there. So kind of just an even keel for whatever you want to take it for.
So it is really a good idea if you're going to go and do this and you haven't done it before, talk to these ladies, because you might get the wrong idea about it if you think you're going to go in there to get one thing and then you buy the wrong type and then it does the opposite effect for you. So don't feel embarrassed to ask, right? It's okay.
Anytime. Even if you just want to email us and you ask a question for order, go right ahead.
Yeah, so here, this is another controversial thing I want to ask, and I don't always know how to ask these questions, so sometimes they come out funny. But now that you can, you know, I've been to restaurants where they serve like THC drinks, and I think that THC is better than alcohol, personally. I think, like, if I had to choose one for the world, I would say THC is better.
People come in and say they've quit drinking. Because they have these now, and they have a better time. They don't wake up with a 3-day hangover, you know? Yeah.
Right.
No, I'm totally on board with that. I agree.
But here's my thing. And everyone's different, right? This is the thing. Like, different kinds are going to affect people differently. I don't think that I could drink a THC drink and then drive home. But I feel like I could have 2 glasses of wine and drive home. Not legally, but in state of mind. What do you think about that?
I think that for one with drinking the THC drinks, first off, it takes a while to hit your system, and they can put the different strains in the drinks. So I think if you're not comfortable drinking a THC drink and then driving home, I think maybe start at home drinking things like that.
Well, right. But I'm just saying, like, it's so new. So I think that there's people out there who are like, oh, sweet, I can just order a THC drink and not alcohol, but then not
you
have
need to know your
knowledge of how it's going to affect you.
You need to know your limits and know how it affects you first. And, I mean, it's the same thing with drinking. You need to be smart. Just be smart, responsible. That's what I would say about it.
Do you guys do THC drinks there?
Yeah, we have. This is our main.
Yeah.
Mine is a little less.
Yeah.
That one comes in like a root beer, a cream soda, a cola, a grape, an orange. Tastes remarkably just like a pop. But there's very little to have a taste. Yeah. My boyfriend loves the root beer one. So,
thank you.
But, I like these ones, the cherry sour ones. They're from Long Queens. Tommy Nation. And
those aren't anything that you guys make. You just kind of order them in and sell them.
Everything we have is at least local.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So everything you guys sell there is from Minnesota.
Yep.
That's amazing. I love that. Pride. And it's amazing to think, like, when did this become legal? I feel like it's still super new, but it's probably been a few years now.
No, it's only just within the last. Don't quote me, please. Just within the last year, I think because
I don't remember.
I was
because you said you guys almost opened a year ago, so within kind of that,
within that timeline. Like I said, I had nothing of anything before I started working here, so I wasn't up on the times.
Yeah, so I think that's great that it's been not even a year and there's that many local product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's impressive.
There's more than these. I think we have six or seven different breweries, or you know how many is that we got from that we get delivered to.
Do you guys like your work environment?
I love it. Oh yes,
I love it. I love it here so much. I've never ever felt about a job the way I feel here. I love it here.
Because don't you think, like, we've all had kind of a toxic job?
Oh, yeah.
And then when you have, like, a good work environment and people are happy, it makes such a huge big difference.
There's a huge, huge difference. And, like, there's been, before Bobby was hired on, I was by myself for a while. Then I go, I meet Ruby whole day doing whatever I had to do. And then the end of the day would come and I would, like, not be tired. Nobody came in mad about anything. I get to see anyone mad coming. Everyone's usually in a pretty good mood. But.
And then I'm sure they come back even in a better mood, right?
Yeah.
They've been there once.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Never any disgruntled customers around here.
You know, most people can't say that.
It's wild.
it's wild. And it's also kind of sad, though. Like, I'm going to be 36, and most of my working career, I've kind of okay life in my job for the most part, and it was mostly because it paid decent, not because of the environment.
Right.
I'm sure Bobby's
the same. I feel like that's, yeah, I think that's a big sacrifice that a lot of people make at their job is the benefits are okay, the money is okay, the schedule's okay, but, you know, there's always something at every job. Nothing's perfect, but it just seems like a fun vibe to be in for most of your week life.
Yeah, that led a lot.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you guys make your own labels for your products?
I believe so. I'd have to ask the boss on that, but I believe so. But it is our labeling, so.
Lacey and Bobby, Joe, do you guys do most of the retail side of it versus the, is there a whole another department that's doing manufacturing type stuff?
Yeah. We don't, manufacturing is its whole thing. We handle retail. We have the on floor sales. We do wholesale. If somebody wants to carry our product, by the way, anybody listening, if you want our stuff, let us know.
Yeah.
We set up tables at events. I'm going to bump them. So we do that.
Do you guys go to a lot of shows or conventions?
We're just starting getting involved. We have one coming up in March. A couple more in the works too.
Do you guys sample your product?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So I donate plasma because, you know, I'm all about making money in the easiest way possible. And one of the questions that they ask every time is, have you used synthetic marijuana? Or no, have you used synthetic THC? Do you know why they ask that? And do you know, is that what you guys sell? What's synthetic
THC? It's, I don't know about that. Yeah, listen to her. Yeah, I've tried in the past.
And it's nothing like the real deal.
It's amazing.
Pretty, yeah, it's... It is.
A few years ago, I don't know what it was. It was some sort of synthetic marijuana. It was a long time ago, but I tried a little and it was so bad. I felt like I had, it was crawling out of my skin. It was so bad.
I had a panic attack. It scared the crap out of me. You know, I don't recommend that at all. I mean, to anybody, it's.
So do you know what is it? What makes it so, do you know what it is or what makes it so bad? Is it just laced with a bunch of junk?
What they do from the little I've learned. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
The little I've learned. I spent a lot of time on YouTube and Google just because I like to know stuff. The way not only just with synthetic cannabis stuff, anything out there. What people do is they take the original product and they break it up and put something else in it. Can turn it into something else, but you can't test that properly, so it ends up having really bad effects. That's how they keep getting away with all that stuff, and it's terrifying.
So is that something that you get off the street? Or do places sell it?
No, I was actually buying it from a head shop right here in Duluth. They were selling it out, and then I saw the components were becoming illegal because of the side effects. So what they would do is just switch out those for something else, and it was just to keep selling stuff. And it's really, we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know what we were getting. It wasn't labeled properly.
Right now, it didn't care.
Yeah, it's it was a bunch of junk that
Was that before this could happen that they were doing that, or did that come out simultaneously?
No, this was years ago.
I answer that question and I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
I don't think anybody does.
So I'm like, I gotta ask these ladies what that means when I talk to them, because I don't even know what that means. What was I gonna say? I was going to ask you another question.
Just all the time, goldfish memory. It was before we
so bad. Can you guys use your product when you're at work?
last part that I did ask Nick that just because I was curious, and he was like, don't eat all the gummies, but you, if you know what you're doing, yeah, so.
If you're it's kind of like if you're a bartender and someone buys you like a shot or you have like a drink or something like that kind of thing.
Okay, that's cool. I like the sativa because I like the energizing effect because.
Yeah, well, especially when you're at work, right? Nobody wants to feel like they want to take a nap.
Yep. I haven't had any issues. I mean,
I like the drinks, you know, and the drinks here. Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I know. It's so crazy to me that, you know, when I was younger, THC or marijuana, like, you smoked it, and that's it. And now you can drink it, you can eat it, you can, there's everything. Like, they sell it in, like, those vape pens, and I'm very ignorant about this stuff, so if I say anything that's ridiculous, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be offensive, because I am super intrigued by all of this, so I'm here to learn. gosh, what, I thought there was one other thing I was going to ask you. Do you guys get, like, does the state or whatever, do they come, like, audit you, or do they oversee anything, or do you have to do, like, certain testing?
We did have the health department here. We do have to have our products tested. We send them out to a facility that does testing, and because that's kind of part of the whole deal with it becoming legal. You have to have, they're called COAs, to make sure that the podcast we're claiming is in there is in there. Make sure it's good for beautiful human consumption. Words are hard.
Yeah. I'm on the same page, Lacey. I struggle.
You're fine. Yeah.
And then I was on your website, and it looks like you can order online too. So if you're from like the Twin Cities and you don't want to drive all the way up to Cloquet, you can order online and you guys ship it out. All right. Do you want to tell everyone what your website is?
Yes, our website is www.salutegummies.com. And we're also on Facebook, Instagram. I have those over here behind me, but Instagram just handles @salutedispensary. I still have a look. And then Facebook is Salute Dispensary into the search bar. Should be the first one that pops up. That one's brand new, so we're just building that page.
And then we're going to offer 10% off, right, to anyone who uses the code Honor Best Behavior.
Yep.
How about that? Or just type them a message or however, just say you heard about Salute through the podcast and you get a little bit of a discount there. Okay, can we talk about something fun? I want to know your funnest THC experience or most unique. Fun or unique?
See, I was such a nerd before I started working here. Even before that, I'd smoke a little and then, you know, eat the fridge and go to sleep.
Bobby Joe, do you have anything?
Me and my sister, we get together. We're like twins. We're only 10 months apart, but, we just...
You guys are, what do they call it? Irish twins.
Yes. But, anytime we get together, we were smoking. Now we eat gummies and stuff, letter samples and stuff. And it's just, we get to, get to this point where it's just, we giggle, just laugh, we're having a great time. It's like your stomach hurts, but it's, you don't feel like, that bad or anything like that. It's just a good time.
Yeah.
So that's, that's an, I don't go all crazy and everything like that. I'm really not like that at all. So, but it's just, I just like the effect,
feel fun. Don't you feel like, Lacey, don't forget, but don't you feel like my experience with alcohol is people get like mean and feisty and they want to fight, and THC just doesn't ever seem to happen on people.
That is not me. I want to go for a walk, and then wonders where I am. That's not good. Pretty much, yeah. I'm probably at the park on the swing. My story. So my boyfriend and I, we were watching. I don't remember what we were watching. We were like binge watching some TV show, and we had a couple gummies, and we're just sitting there, and it was 2 a.m, I think, and I wanted potatoes, so I decided I was going to make some potatoes, and he comes in the kitchen, and we're talking, and
I don't remember what it was. He said something about the tails, really, really funny, and we died laughing for about 10 minutes.
Just making potatoes.
I never finished making them, though. I got them. Instead, so I didn't go my chips.
It's still, yeah, that's still a form of potato. Oh, is there anything else that you guys want to share or tell people? Maybe there's some misconceptions out there that you want to clear up. Anything, anything at all. I'm giving you the floor.
I, myself, the one thing I mess it down like to ask people is, like you said earlier, there's a lot of people, you know, it's bad, it's this, whatever. Go into a dismissal and talk to the people. I mean, I'm betting that anybody would be willing to walk you through the process and to just try it.
It's very informative.
Try it. If it can get you out of those narcotic painkillers, if it can help you go for a walk, even just down the road with a little fart, if you need to search too much, but again, it's something to just try it. Just try it.
Do you think it helps for like period problems?
I know for
sure. Yeah. Because I know a lot of people do like the CBD for the period problems, but I feel like the THC
it helps
could help
immense.
Too.
In my, what I've recently saw, just I to be pretty bad cramps sometimes, and there was no amount of ibuprofen, you know, anything that would help. And now I think I do like 2 or 3 gummies when they get really bad, and it helps dull them enough to where I can, like, actually get up, you know, and not be curled in bed for 2 days, which is very helpful. And I think it helps my mood.
Because it is, periods are debilitating to some people. I mean, they'll say, like, I work in women's health, so that's kind of my expertise. But, yeah, people will come in and they're like, I need to do something about this. Like, I am bedridden for days every month.
With migraines,
so.
Too, because I get at least 1 or 2 migraines a month, sometimes once a week. And I can't even open my eyes. It's hurts so much. And I've noticed after I started doing the gummies, I still get them, but not to that point. Like they're not as,
not as severe. What do you want to tell the kids?
Children, stay in school. Do not go to the bathroom and be smoking on it. And just wait until you're an adult. Let my brain develop. Make sure you're bringing
up. Is that what it is? Is it 21 for THC for kids?
Yeah, okay. 21. Follow the rules.
Let the brain, I like that, let the brain develop, because your brain isn't fully developed until like 25.
Yes, exactly. Let that brain develop first. Don't just be cool. Be cool.
Be cool, stay in school, and wait till you're 21.
Yes, yes, yes. And listen to your meds.
Yes.
I have pretty good health. And
all right, lady. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
My oldest, when she was younger, she was not very good about listening. She's going to be 18 in August. She's done that. But just that was one big thing, was like, she had taken an edible friend and given her when she was like 14. I'm like, honey, you can't do that. You don't know what's in there. And your brain is still developing. Please don't do that. Because you can literally talk to me about anything. Yeah.
Right.
Get it.
My son just had an experience not that long ago, and he's like, Mom, I'm pretty sure I was in this class, and this one girl, like, I'm sure she was really, really high because she was not herself, and she just was like,
oh, no.
And I think, like, those kids, right, they don't know their tolerance. They shouldn't know their tolerance. Right. And then you feel like crap. So
no.
I don't want to do that.
No.
And the other thing I was going to say, Bobby Joe, about your story about you and your sister getting together and laughing and laughing and laughing, doing that versus drinking and drinking and drinking, nobody's throwing up and nobody feels like shit tomorrow.
That's a huge difference.
It's half the battle. All right. Anything else?
Visit our website. Check us out. Check out social. I can't talk.
Check out their website, check out their social media, check out their shop. You know, everyone, the North Shore is such a place where people go a lot. So when you're on your way up to the North Shore, just stop in at Cloquet. You won't regret it.
Yes. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, and then you can actually meet Lacey and Bobby Joe. They'll probably be there working and helping you out.
Of course.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Thanks for answering all my ignorant questions. It's always nice to know that there is a resource out there of somebody that you can reach out and talk to. And if you're listening to this and you have questions, you know, I'm sure you can, I'm sure that your email or people can contact you on social media, or they can contact you. Do you have like an email link or whatever? Yep. Okay. If you're watching YouTube, you'll see this sign. Otherwise, I can put some, I can put some links in the show notes too for you. But yeah, don't feel bad about questions that you have. This is a newer thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, make sure if you're going to do it right. And don't be afraid. Exactly. To ask questions.
Well said.
All right. All right, ladies. Well, I'm going to let you have a lovely rest of your night, and I'll see you later, because now we're best friends. That's how this works. Just so you know.
Let's do this again.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. And we could do that as we learn more and more new information comes out and you guys evolve. We absolutely could touch base again and see what's going on and see what's new and keep people informed.
Sounds good.
All right. Hang on one second. Don't go anywhere. Okay. That was lovely. Is there anything now that you want to know about THC that you didn't know before? Because I think I could probably answer your question.
I'm not sure.
No? I feel like, there was a movie, and I can't remember what it was called now. But the guy's like, I went to weed college.
Oh, my God.
Because he was, you know, it was a funny comedy. If you remember the name of the movie, send it to us. I'm drawing a blank. Okay. Well, I'm glad you don't have any questions about THC and you're not interested, Mackie. You passed the test.
I'm really not interested.
All right. So before we get into the Would You Rather and the funny joke, I just want to remind everybody how you can support our show.
Actually,
subscribe to our show. It's free. Share our show, like our show, listen to our show. If you subscribe and send us a screenshot of it, we will send you a sticker of our show. You can contribute through Buy Me a Coffee, through Buzzsprout, through Venmo, and also you can contribute by, do you have a story? Is there something that you're passionate about? Maybe you're a business owner. Maybe you want to advertise with us. DM or email us, and we will get it all figured out, okay? Mackie, first we're going to do your driver's ed question, and you're in driver's ed, and you have been doing driver's ed, what's it called? Wasted. Simulation?
Yeah, simulation.
So we didn't have that in driver's ed when I was a kid. So tell me about driver's ed simulation. What do you guys do?
You just drive a car and do what it tells you to do, basically. You just like...
Are you watching like a screen?
Yeah, you like... It's like, you know, like Forza Horizon, like the steering wheel?
Yeah.
And pedals?
Yeah.
It's literally like that.
Oh.
It's exactly like that.
What happens if you like do something you're not supposed to do? Or hit something?
You just have
to
restart.
Oh. Does it like go wee? Make it super embarrassing.
No.
Do you have a partner in the simulator?
Nope. Just you.
Okay, interesting. All right, let's see what you've learned in driver's ed. I have a question for you that could potentially be on your permit test. What must you do when you approach or pass a stopped emergency vehicle with its lights flashing on a road with two lanes in your direction? So let's say you see a cop has somebody pulled over on the side of the road. What do you do? Do you make a U-turn? Do you slow down and move into the lane farthest from the emergency vehicle? Do you completely stop? Or do you turn on your hazard lights?
Wait, second one? What's the second one?
Slow down and move into the lane furthest from the emergency vehicle. Yeah. Bing, bing, bing. You got it. Good job, Mac Dog.
Yep.
You're learning. I'm so proud of you.
Yep.
All right, what's your would you rather?
They haven't even told us that question. I just knew that.
Now you're going to be ahead of the curve.
I guess so. Curve.
Everyone's going to be like, how do you know that already?
Oh, my God.
And then what are you going to say?
I'm going to be like...
Oh, we talked about it on my podcast. I'm super cool like that. Oh, so maybe you should listen. Maybe you should listen, like, share, and subscribe.
I guess. If someone actually asked that.
I'm just teasing.
I doubt anyone will ask
I'm just
ask
giving
me
you a hard time. Gosh, you're so literal.
What do you mean? I'm not literal.
I feel like I didn't get all the shampoo out of my hair. I'm on the struggle bus.
Struggle's crazy? Is the struggle crazy?
Yes.
Negative.
It's hard being me.
That's not true.
Okay. What's your would you rather?
Wait, what? I'm kidding. All right, would you rather be rich or would you rather be smart?
I'd rather be rich. I'd rather be a trust fund baby.
What?
Why couldn't I have been a trust fund baby? Then I just have all the money in the world and would never have to have any worries. That'd be sweet.
That's true.
What would you pick? However, if you're really smart, you couldn't make a lot of money. So it's a win-win, I feel like. But I'd rather just be naturally rich.
Yeah.
What would you be?
Probably be a big smart man.
You would?
Yeah.
You wouldn't rather just be so wealthy that all you had to do is play video games all day and not have a care in the world?
If I was smart.
What would you do if you were... Not that you're not smart.
I'd rather be smart.
What would you do if you were really smart? What would you do with that?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Just be really smart.
You just wish you knew everything?
Yeah, just be intelligent.
You are intelligent.
Not really.
All right, you want to hear a funny joke?
Yep.
Oh, that's not the one I wanted. Okay, this one's a little inappropriate, so bear with me.
No.
What's the difference between a wife and a job?
I don't know.
After 10 years, a job still sucks.
Does that have something to do with the blowjob? Yes. Holy shit.
Because a wife doesn't suck after 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Womp womp. Okay. Thanks for listening to another episode of On Our Best, Our Behavior. Best Behavior. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Are you done AMSR? Are you over there?
They hate that.
I know, everyone hates it.
Oh my God.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of On Our Best Behavior. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to get your sticker for $5. Venmo and DM us your address to receive. Also, you can follow us on all social media platforms. You can email us with any questions or contents, or if you want to be a guest on our podcast at onourbestbehavior@yahoo.com. We are on Instagram at onour_bestbehavior. You can follow us on TikTok and Facebook at onourbestbehavior. I'm on Twitter at podcastkelly. You can follow Mackie, Matt McCoy, on Xbox at zeroblitches, or he's on Snapchat at macdog_021. Have a great day.